This is a division of Kerala Metro, CARRLA MATHIS. It is services 2/8/2022. Date of birth 6/1/1980. Date of accident is 11/15/2021. Mr. Kerala Metro is here for the follow up evaluation. Initially, she was seen on 12/14/2022. She is the victim of the automobile accident where her car was rear ended in the drive, leading to symptoms of dizziness, losing balance, or the equilibrium, spotting the vision without headache. As well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, with radiculopathy to the right arm, involving first, second, third finger, and right leg, anteriorly in L3-4 nervous position. Some pain in the right shoulder, with difficult time lifting the arm beyond 150 to 160 degrees. And the sales are continuing, person is trying physical therapy. The pain is continuing in the right arm, the second, third, fourth finger, the numbness tingling, with increasing frequency. The pain is also across the shoulders and across the lower back. The neck pain across the shoulder is 8 and lower back pain is 5. There is also radiculopathy in the right leg, the numbness and tingling. The patient reports that dizziness is improving and vomiting is much less. The pain level varies from 4 to 8, and 70% improvement has been achieved with the current pain management protocol. In the ADLs, work is affected, 8, the rest of the ADLs are not reported affected. In the system review, the neurology side patient suffers from headaches, dizziness, vertigo. She reports that headaches are very minimal now, and she has a fuzzy double vision. And vision dysphagia are present along with double vision. She also reports difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, and numbness, nerve pain, and lower back pain, neck pain, wrist pain, hand pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, patient has no incontinence of the urine, potential pain for urination, or blood in the urine. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, or breathing stress, coughing, shortness of breath. The patient further reports that she has a shooting pain down from her neck, down to the legs. Her shoulder and lower back are in constant pain. The person has started to get numb and tingling in her hands and fingertips. Her judgment is cloudy and forgetful. And this pain levels are all worsened. She reports that in medical speech, she is on the pressure pills. There is no significant changes in surgical hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication, terminal with codeine. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is sufficient for full compliance to the pain medical regime. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 163 over 112. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visits. Dated 1/14/2022, the patient number 0117-012. The diagnosis remains the same, the chronic care is to continue all the medications. She found Ibuprofen 500 twice a day, available 50 at night, Skelaxin 800 3 times a day, anti-vert 25 milligrams, Voltaren gel 3%, Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 75, Nerantin 600 milligrams every 12 hours. She was initially placed on half of 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days. radiography of the patient missed the appointment, and as she has been now limited to Tylenol with codeine number 3 for the 12-hour PRN, 60 tablets will be reduced further on the next visit. The patient is advised been advised about her MRI that had been obtained on 1/24/2022 from Amber Imaging. She has a grade 1 retrolithosis on L4, L5, and L5, F1 with bilateral facet joint arthropathy or hypertrophy, and patient is advised about number of epidural steroid injections. In the cervical spine, patient has hernia to disc at C4-5, C5-6, and a bulging disc at C3-4, C2-3, as well as hernia to disc at C6-7, C7-1. The patient has been advised about the cervical epidural steroid injection time 4, as well as surgical options, and issue with the spinal cord stimulation device. Regarding the TBI, patient has been found to have a few scattered white matter, predominantly subcortical hypertensity, and it could be related to the non-specific, and some possibility of trauma and vasculitis is also reported. The neuro point was completely normal. So the patient is now being advised about various procedures. If the patient agrees, they'll be done to her. Thank you.